Wasting time.
You got plenty of beginning material?
Probably not.
You gotta have something.
Don't act like you're on to what I'm doing here.
I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what this operation's all about.
Sorry.
Come on, Sam. Oh
my gosh.
Jesus. You ever podcast before, bro?
No.
All right.
My very first time.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Make a Podcast with Muhammad T. Joma and friends. I'm your host, Muhammad T. Joma. That's what I imagine my podcast audience does every time I do that intro.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
I am joined today with my best friend, my real best friend. This is the real one, my real best friend.
Oh, I don't know about that.
My real to honest to God. Cross my heart, hope to die.
So many lies. I feel so bad about this.
That's right. Matt Dodd is here. Hey, Matt.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the podcast. Hey,
thanks for having me.
I know. Thanks for coming. We've talked about it for a while, so I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. So glad to be here.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be sitting across from you with some microphones again.
Thanks. If this is, I know. It's been a while.
Has been. Yeah, quite a while.
We used to do a film fight every now and then.
Sure did.
From your podcast, Film Fights, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's right. So, hey, they're still somewhat relevant.
Yeah, just don't be expecting any new content.
Probably not anytime soon.
All right.
Hey, you never know.
We're not
totally done. It's
we need a hiatus.
It's a hiatus,
and I think it'd be good just to drop a few
special
episodes.
That'd be great.
And then. But this isn't Film Fights. This is Let's Make a Podcast. What is
this?
Teach them and friends.
Whoa.
It's the podcast where we celebrate all things podcast and all ideas that you and I and everybody in the world has that they tell their friends and family about but then never do. Here on Let's Make a Podcast with Muhammad T. and Joe and friends, we do the thing, right?
We do the
thing. So
yeah.
You brought a thing and we're gonna do it today, which we'll get to that in a minute. But in the meantime, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm really really happy to be here. We're knocking this out. After work.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out.
We do. We work together.
We do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We cross paths.
We do.
Yeah.
I typically, if I'm in the building, I swing by and just sort of look at you.
Yeah, you do. Like, you never say anything. You just look and you just stare.
And then as soon as you like look over your shoulder and see me, I act like a pigeon. I get startled. And
fly away. It's amazing. I wasn't aware you could fly. But
only for short periods of time, and I only use it when you look at me.
Interesting. Interesting. Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk? I'm glad to be doing something with you other than staring at you through a window at your office.
Yeah. Staring at each other across a table, even better.
Cat meowing, if you guys heard on mic. We get a lot of animal noises. If listeners, if you don't know, I record this in the kitchen of my house, and often you'll hear my two dogs or my two cats. That's right, I've got four pets. Like a madman.
Yeah, overachiever.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with, overachiever. Matt, do you have any pets?
I do not.
I know.
No pets. No
pets. It'd be a good interview.
It is a good interview question. It seems like, the people wouldn't know. It's so that, seems right that you would ask that. No, I don't have any pets. Haven't had since left, my parents' house and all that.
Right. Any desires to get a dog?
I would love to at some point, probably. I'm a big fan of dogs and cats. I feel like I lean toward dogs. But, I just don't want to leave them crated up all day. I'm at work a lot and all that. I guess that's true. That would
and leave that in a crate all day.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it just feels like it's like if I'm not really around and I'm not
what's the point?
Yeah.
I get you. Really I hear you.
Yeah.
No pressure. If you do want a pet,
You want me to take one of
take
these?
Take one
is that
of
what
these
you're
Too many. Now, you're a bearded fellow. You have a beard.
That's correct.
How long have you had this? When was the last time you shaved your beard off?
Totally?
It's been
years, yeah.
I feel like I've never seen you without a beard.
That could be true.
I don't believe
that. Wow, how long have we known each other? Probably
About 3 years.
Three.
Okay. It'll be, I guess, 2.5.
Yeah, it's probably been
maybe I saw
5.
Oh,
it
shit.
It probably has been a little while, yeah. I feel like it's been a little while.
That's cool. And now, do you think that there's any hairs on your face that have been there for all 5 of those years? Or
I'm not sure.
All new hairs?
I'm not a scientist, but I don't think that's how it works. But we'll look into
it. Let's check with a scientist.
We should.
Figure
if only
that out.
A new one.
All right. Well, that I don't know any. Actually, I have a friend who works at the CDC. I assume he's a scientist.
Oh, you know what? I have a friend that works at the CDC as
really?
Well.
Is it the same friend?
I don't think so. Okay. She is a woman. So.
He is a man.
Yeah, so, unless one of them is lying to us or telling us some story or has a secret, you know, different life there.
That's true. It could be a Mrs. Doubtfire situation just between me and you for
yeah,
some reason.
We could have just been playing this off this whole time. It's an elaborate ruse.
Okay, here's what we do. Invite your female friend out to dinner one night, and I'll invite my male friend out to dinner for the same night at a restaurant, and we'll count how many bathroom breaks they take. And if the number's equal, we've got
it. Wait, okay, so like I'm on one side of the restaurant with my friend, and you're at the other. Okay, yeah. I got it. But the same restaurant.
Yeah, I'll just text you every time they get up if you're like, she just got back. I'll be like, oh, we're on to them.
Okay, I like it.
And then we'll ask them that beard question.
Oh, yeah, right. That's why we need to talk to them.
All right. Well, that was the interview portion of the show.
All right. Great.
It went really good, I think.
Is that true?
I've been trying to lean more into that. I feel like the last few guests, I kind of just jump right by it, and I go, let's get into it.
Yeah. I feel like a couple of them you have jumped right in, which is kind of what I was expecting, and that's why I was a little confused. I just
loosen things up, you know, before me. But you have a podcast idea for us today.
I do.
It's a grand idea, but why don't you pitch it?
I don't know about that. Yeah,
table.
I think we need to kind of work it out a little bit.
Okay. Let's do it.
Months and months ago, sometimes when we were doing film fights, we had been spitballing at some point, and I believe it was Jordan Johnston. Now Jordan Naughton, I guess.
Yes.
We should get that right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Johnston Naughton.
Johnston Naughton. Yeah. We were toying around with some ideas, and one we were like playing with was called Serial. So we wanted to make a podcast called Serial. We thought maybe that
just
would be
just to get some
important.
Of the listenership. Just like,
wait, there's another one? What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a podcast, very famous podcast, probably the most famous podcast, also called Serial.
I've never listened to a podcast.
That's okay. I'm sure there won't be any crossover audiences.
Yeah, probably not. No, ours would be Serial, like the breakfast cereal, so spelled that way. But yes, part of it was to play off of the popular podcast.
Kind of like how they'll be like straight to DVD movies.
Right.
So a lot of like kids movies have straight to DVD movies that sort of look like whatever new Pixar movies coming out. So
are those like weird like B movies? It's like, you know, if you got like Pacific Rim, it's like Atlantic Rim or whatever. And it's like
I always assume like how like there has to be a real level of unaware, like a strange line of unawareness. Just you're aware just enough to know that there's a movie about giant robots. It sounds sort of like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
So you see it and you're like, Atlantic Lid. That's that movie, right? That's the one everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
You just check out and you're like, I don't know what the big deal is.
You know, I guess there is a market there for just those like really awful, like, you know, B movie kind of.
So you
things,
don't
like,
you don't think they're trying to fool people? Because my assumption is always they're trying to like sucker some folks.
Yeah, I'm sure that is to a degree. I'm sure they get some of that, and that's what they're going for. Just that you're totally unaware that like, wow, this movie's already out on DVD.
This is
fantastic.
Right.
Like,
I wanted to see this.
Not at all. Yeah. Right. This is great news. So that's not at all what our podcast is about, though.
No, cereal. Tell me.
So, yeah. So, we talk about breakfast cereal and our
affinity
for it. Oh,
so cereal with a C.
Correct. Cereal with a C. So, we talk about some breakfast cereal, your history with breakfast cereal, how you feel about breakfast cereal.
Right.
And then, mainly, we use it as a leverage to talk about, like, the water coolers, like weird stories or funny stories cute stories, whatever kind of things you want to talk about. So then, like, when you go to work the next day, like, I guess the idea would be, like, you'd listen to this early in the morning when you're eating breakfast kind of thing. And then you'd have some stories to talk about when people are like, hey, how are you? What's going on?
So they're,
you're not just like, oh, good. Like, you've got something to say.
It's not just talking about cereal.
It's not talking about
cereal and whatever news story.
Correct.
Fun news stories.
I guess much like your warm up here of talking about beards and dogs.
Right,
and
we
cats.
Just kind of go in.
We'll talk about like how you feel about cereal in general, or any cool like kid stories you have when you were growing up with cereal, something like that, maybe.
Right.
Just anything that like, you know, kick it off, and then we go into like the actual like real meat of the podcast.
So maybe we actually have like a newspaper or website we can pull headlines from.
Sure, that'd be smart. Yeah. If we did any kind of research, would probably be good. But, you know, who's got time for research?
Right.
So we'll just jump into
now,
it.
Now, would we be eating bowls of cereal?
I think that's the only way to do it.
I mean,
we got to get right up
so
in that
too.
Microphone and like really give the people
what
they want.
We know how much people love listening.
Yeah. I think that's one thing we're going to have to be really careful with.
Too.
I know. Which is why I think originally we were like, yeah, this is a funny idea and like, could kind of work, but also none of us really want to do it because it's going to sound terrible.
You know, that's why you bring it to me, I'll nurture your baby.
That's right.
Your terrible idea.
That's right.
And I'll lift it up. It really is an idea mostly based on a pun.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Most definitely it is. But, you know, I mean, there are other, like, things. I know, like, I listened to Up First from NPR, which is, like, your, like, you know, political stories, right, like, biggest stuff of the day, kind of from before.
I've heard it.
Yeah, which is great. You know, if you're looking for that kind of thing, I don't think this is that
kind
of thing.
We don't want to talk about politics, looking for that kind of thing, so,
stuff like that. We want something more fun or whatever we can find. And, you know, you can – then, too, like, we can get away with it a little bit with if you're not listening to it that day. We're not totally out of date where it's like, oh, yeah, six things have happened since then.
Right. The story's completely irrelevant. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love it. Did you bring some cereal?
I brought some cereal.
All right. Good.
Sure did.
I've got the milk.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Bowls, I'm hoping.
Oh, shit.
Maybe some spoons.
We'll eat them. We'll do it out of pint glasses.
That's pint glasses is fine, too. We'll just take shots of cereal, and that'd be fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anything else? I mean, you think anything else we can, like, narrow this down?
I mean, I would – I like my podcast to be, as listeners will know, and often many complaints. I like podcasts that have a lot of tangents and sort of are rambly in that way. So I'm into the idea. I like that. We can just sort of wing it, eat some cereal, and chit-chat, you know?
Sounds good.
And then tackle some fun stories of the day.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of like morning radio. You know, morning radio is kind of like that.
Yeah. But just eating cereal into a microphone the whole time.
Right, right. That's good. The last couple episodes, first of all, this is the third in a series that won't be about movies.
That's good. Not exclusively about movies, at
pretty
least.
Pretty incredible for this podcast. I went like 7 episodes where 6 of them were about movies. Yeah. So, and then the last couple were a little bit more of a serious and a very specific conversation. So I think this will be fun to kind of keep it airy and a little bit lighter.
Okay. So we can't get super serious.
We can.
I mean, what if you have a dark past like story around cereal? Then
I mean,
we might
I don't.
Really get into it.
Do you?
I guess we should save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. But I was hoping maybe you did. That was the whole reason for me to get you on as a guest.
Sorry.
Somebody told me that, like, that he was great. Like, he's, like, traumatically, you know, had cereal stories.
With cereal?
Yeah. No one's talking to him.
Somebody's completely misinformed.
Who would I be talking to about your history with cereal?
I mean, my brother, maybe.
I guess that's true.
He is a liar.
Your brother.
Yeah. Straight up.
That could have been
a
pretty great story if he just kind of like kept going with that and was just like, oh, yeah, like cereal. He used to like panic every time we'd have, you know, breakfast because it'd be like, oh, I hope mom doesn't say we should eat cereal today. Like, and you just freak out.
My brother called me the other day to tell me that I said evolvedness. I said evolvedness instead of evolution the other day. He called me as he was listening to the podcast and he goes, "It's evolution, you idiot." I was like, Jesus.
No context. He just yelled at you.
Yeah,
that.
He just yelled at me.
Great.
It's like,
fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know what? At least he's listening to it.
At least he's
supporting you. That's great.
And he cares enough to call, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's sweet.
There's me, and I guess maybe we could bring a guest on, too.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, maybe
I love talking to you, but I feel like if we had a third person, maybe that would help to, like...
Yeah, maybe somebody with a very new and fresh dynamic for the show.
That would be great.
I think I've got an idea.
For my show or for your show? Because my show doesn't exist. So, like, every dynamic is going to be a new dynamic.
You know, as soon as you... say the name, it comes into existence, and you've already said the name, so it's a thing now.
I guess that is a good point, because I know it seems like every time you're wrapping this portion up, you have to figure out
the name. What will the name be?
Yeah, what will the name be?
Can we throw a colon in there somewhere?
No, I think it needs it. I don't think you can just call it cereal, so I think it needs cereal, colon, and then some kind of secondary line, and that's where I'm struggling. I'm not really sure what that should be.
Okay, well, we'll think of one maybe up on the break.
I was thinking maybe you could just
I've got a cereal-sized podcast, like serialized, but cereal-sized.
Okay.
You know, 30-minute segment, or 30-minute morning.
Yeah, sure.
Or cereal, good morning, Atlanta. No, that's not good.
No, it's not specifically localized. Wherever you're listening to this, you're welcome to, and we're not going to do any stories local to you. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Cereal. This is a podcast about cereal. I'm just nailing it today.
Yeah, I think
home
it's
run
great.
After home run.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got anything?
You know, I'm just thinking around, like, topic-wise. I'm thinking, like, you know, it's water cooler stories or, like, you know, it's your morning dish kind of thing. But that I mean, none of that really works. I'd like something that would dish. Be a little more, like, explanation-wise.
How about cereal? What happens when people stop being nice and start being cereal? Cereal.
Will that fit on a logo?
Oh, yeah. Somebody who's sitting at the table just held their nose and gave me a big thumbs down and a PU face.
Right. Your cat was really against it. I don't know. Just all kind of motions. Yeah, I didn't know your cat had thumbs either. That's amazing.
All right. You know, some cats do have thumbs.
Is that true?
Yeah, you can look them up on the internet. They are fascinating.
All right. Hey, Muhammad, I hate to break this to you.
What?
Not everything on the internet's true.
Oh, I think this is true. I think there are cats with thumbs.
Okay.
I think it, yeah.
Same no, I mean, probably. I mean,
our secret guest is not a guest.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's weird. I don't feel comfortable about it, but it's probably true.
I think it's probably true. I believe it's correct. I'm not. I'll look it up on our break.
You know what? We could look it up. We might even talk about it in a podcast.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it on cereal when people stop being nice and start getting cereal.
It might work.
It might work. We'll think about it. Okay, well, if you're good, if you feel like we fleshed out this idea, we'll take a quick accordion break.
Sure, I guess, and so. We got to get some cereal. We got to get all that
situated.
Yeah,
we'll pour some bowls. And,
I feel like we got a lot of work on this podcast, more than you normally have to do.
It's just pouring cereal.
I mean, do you normally have to do an extra step there for your podcast?
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah. See, I'm making you work pretty hard. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to do it. I'm like, I can't do all this. Gather bowls, gather cereal.
I was actually
cereal,
expecting you to do it still. But okay. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with Cereal, the podcast with Mad Dog.
And friends. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cereal, the breakfast podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dodd. Today I'm going to be joined by two guests. We're going to discuss our cereal backgrounds with our breakfast cereal, and we're going to talk about some great stories around the internet, things that are keeping us interested, and just any crazy stuff that's going on. So you have things to talk about, the water coolers. You don't sound like a dum-dum at work when people are like, hey, what's going on? If you hear some slurping and chewing, it's because we're already enjoying some breakfast cereal in front of us, because I'm joined by two guests, Muhammad T. Joma.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
I wonder how you're going to handle that one in the middle of a bite.
Big bite. Uh-huh. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the cereal. Thanks for having me on your first episode.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here. But we are also joined by someone familiar to the podcast, but not on the podcast yet.
Yep. Somebody whose name's been on the podcast.
New to my podcast. New to podcasting in general. I believe this is your first time on a podcast.
Indeed.
Samantha Joma, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad this could be your first podcast where you get to sit around and eat cereal.
I do love cereal.
Well, that's true. Great.
We eat a lot of cereal in this household.
You do? Is that true?
No, that's a lie. I'm really appalled. Is this what podcasting is? You just lie to people on air?
Yeah, you lie to the people as much as you can.
We literally almost never eat cereal.
We always have a box of cereal. I guess that it's, if you look at numbers, I guess we're down from when we were children. But
okay.
I do always buy a box of cereal.
But you like having cereal around.
I'm an almond milk guy.
Almond milk? I'm an almond milk guy as well.
I'll tell you what I don't do is eat cereal for breakfast almost ever. Cereal is like a midday snack for me.
Okay. I guess for me, it's like an occasional like late dinner because I like work past or like skip dinner and now it's like 9:30. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to like deal
done
with anything.
Done that before.
Like something like that.
Cereal's nice because it's filling in a way.
Yeah.
Without having to be anything you have to prepare at all.
That's true, which is a big plus for me, for sure.
Yeah.
So you said, so Sam, you don't eat cereal at all. Did you eat cereal growing up as a kid?
All the time.
All the time?
Constantly.
For breakfast?
For breakfast and sometimes for dinner, too.
Just whenever. Oh, like same day?
Free-for-all. Wow. Dinner once a week. My mom would announce, free-for-all!
Oh, that's exciting.
And I would run straight to the cereal and I'd have cereal
again.
Just
lazy parenting.
What was your cereal of choice? Did you get to pick cereal for the family, or was your mom like, here's the cereal that you have?
There was a bunch of us kids in the house, and we all got to pick cereal.
I actually don't know that.
How we many got brothers to pick and sisters cereal. Do you have?
I have two sisters and one brother, but I grew up in a house with my cousins too, and then also some step siblings.
Great.
And it was just very busy.
There were children everywhere.
Yes, just constantly. I may as well have just had elementary school at my house.
Fantastic. And you each had like cereal preferences, I'm sure.
Yep. And we'd pick them, and usually my younger cousins would copy me because I was the cool cousin.
Oh, of course. I get that.
We also got to pick our own cereal growing up, and I realized now that's a very privileged behavior to have your...
That's true.
You don't have to decide on one cereal in your household. Yeah. I was lucky. I was a lucky kid growing up.
I was a lot older than all of my cousins.
Lucky children.
Lucky
children. So what was your cereal of choice growing up there, Mom?
I actually liked a lot of... I'm sorry, I have a mouthful of cereal.
Yeah, no, that's part of this. I guess I should also eat
with this. Yeah, you should try this.
We're going to talk about it here in a second. But
growing up, I actually liked really plain cereals, unlike most kids.
Mm-hmm. It was getting good and soggy. This is great.
I know, it is getting soggy because we're recording a podcast on cereal. But growing up, I liked a plain cereal. I enjoyed Kix and Pops, which are pretty plain. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sugar, definitely, but they're a little bit more plain than a lot of other cereals. As I got older, actually, like as I was a teenager, I developed an affinity for Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
And Lucky Charms a little bit, too.
Which is similar to Kix, but cocoa.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But,
do you have affinity for like circular or like spherical like
shapes?
Yeah,
I like the bunch of little puff balls.
Great.
In my mouth.
You like to put those puff balls in your mouth.
I enjoyed it very much.
Typical.
Yeah.
Typical. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like I've never had a cereal I didn't like too much.
Wow.
I enjoy Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Golden Grahams, Sugar Smacks. Mm-hmm. I liked Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes. I really actually had a long kick of the plain Corn Flakes. Loved those, which is, again, another very plain. But I really loved plain Corn
Flakes.
Just
straight up? Okay.
Just straight up. Sometimes I put, like, fruit in there. But
I would say you have a very diverse cereal background.
I do. I go through phases.
Sure.
I think that's common. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Where like you can't eat one cereal for too long.
I agree.
Although that does bring us to today where and I brought this. It's a Sunrise Crunchy Cinnamon by Nature's Path. It's an organic and gluten-free cereal, but you can get it at Kroger's.
I'm going to try that out. I appreciate you bringing it to the studio here. It's fantastic.
It is really good. It's better than it looks, and I've actually been on this for most of my, I mean, the last, like, 2 years at least, right?
Okay. It's kind of your, like, standard, like,
it has been now.
Cereal there. Just have it just in case in the cabinet.
Well, it's also a little plain. I mean, it's like, coated in cinnamon sugar, I guess.
Yeah.
But
there's some things in it.
It's a bunch of different, it's, like, tiny little quinoa puffs, and then these, like,
because, again, you
flakes.
Love the puffs.
And then it has those like kick-sized balls too, so it's like a bunch of different.
A lot of texture.
It's kind of what I like about it.
A lot of spherical things.
Yeah.
There. I see. That's why you like it. Yeah.
You see, there's.
Okay. We'll try some of that here.
The flakes. Oh, I guess those are like Rice Krispie kind of things.
Yeah, listeners at home can check that out.
Yeah, I mean, Google it. You'll see.
Yeah, no, but it's definitely a variety of things in that cereal as well. So I think that kind of makes sense.
What's your, what was yours, Matt? What was your favorite?
Oh,
cereals?
Growing up?
Yeah.
I definitely changed around a lot too. I feel like for a long time when I was younger, I was only allowed to have like healthier kind of cereals where I couldn't have like the, you know, Fruit Loops or basically anything colorful. It was like, nah, it's probably bad for you. Anything like sugar induced. But, you know, like you said, I think a lot of it's not great either. Like, but, you know, Cheerios, Kix, that kind of thing, Life, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Special but, K. Yeah, I mean, but that didn't last that long. As I got a little bit older, I definitely had some additional things added in where we would usually have, like, an option,
yeah.
I guess, of some kind of, you know, sugary thing. But I guess that, like, brings me to my thing now. Like, now I never really eat cereal, like, plain, like, straight up. Like, I always mix cereals now.
Whoa, you're a suicide cereal.
Suicide, like I never usually have it straight up.
So this is that weird a Gilmore Girls thing?
Is that really? Okay.
Interesting.
I'm a Lorelai. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
There's only two of them, so.
That's a word.
You're either a Lorelai or a Rory.
Okay.
Excuse you, there's three Gilmore Girls.
There's the mom.
There's four.
Because, spoiler alert for Gilmore Girls.
Oh my god.
Well then I guess there's five.
Oh shit. Wait, who's the other Gilmore Girl then? I guess you can count
the
their mom.
Three are the mom, Emily.
What's Emily? That's right.
Then the mother, actual Lorelai. Mom, Lorelai, and then Rory. But I was also thinking of the great grandmother.
Oh, is she around? I've never
she
seen
was.
Her.
She was.
I didn't watch
indeed.
A lot.
Indeed. And then, yeah, you're right. Well, we don't know if that's a girl or a boy. You can't say
that's
another
true.
Girl.
May not
yeah.
be a Gilmore girl.
Yeah.
Mm, spoiler. All right,
okay.
So yeah, we
podcasting.
Mohammed, I believe we are currently eating post shredded wheat frosted s'mores bites.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's better
not,
than I thought it was going to be. I thought it looked really weird.
I agree. It actually, I just walked by it at the store and it said new on the box and it was buy one get one free. So I said, all right, it seems appropriate for this podcast.
I'll say what I like about it and what I don't like. I don't like. The s'more flavoring.
Yeah, so it's basically like, yeah.
Like I don't like the chocolate chips in there at all. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't need chocolate chips in my cereal.
It's a frosted shredded wheat, frosted mini wheat, whatever, mm-hmm. with just a little s'more chocolate chip stuck in the middle of it.
Yeah, which that part's annoying.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
What I do like about it is that it's frosted mini wheats, which I always enjoyed even as a kid. So
I wasn't opposed to it either. Yeah, that was usually one that was around.
It's an interesting this cereal in particular. I feel this way maybe about a lot of cereals, but frosted mini wheats in particular, it needs to be just soggy enough.
Yes,
you know, 100%. Like it can't be too crunchy, but if it gets right. too soggy, it just becomes
the key
sort of mush.
Is to put the milk in, flip them all sugar side down for a second.
Yes,
and then
oh
flip
my
them
God.
All back sugar
I
side
totally
up.
I totally did that.
And then eat them.
That's so weird. And that was pre-internet. That was pre-internet, guys. We had to figure that shit out on our own. We couldn't
yeah,
just Google.
You were on your own.
Just trial and error. Yeah,
trial and error. Like,
mini bowls of just soggy sugar
sad
melted
cereal.
Off.
Yeah.
Or like this the could be kind so much that's better. So dry that you bite into it and like a puff of dust comes out of your mouth.
Your mouth gets all scratched out.
You have some rough times. Like, what happened? I was eating some cereal. It was real rough.
Captain Crunch peanut butter, man. That used to...
That was yours?
Hair up
oh.
the roof of the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
it was,
true.
It was probably the only...
probably
the only cereal I ever ate dry was peanut butter. Captain Crunch peanut butter. I don't know why, but I remember buying a box for sleepovers and taking it over there and eating it like it's chips.
Again, the...
Privileged.
The spherical balls there that you just love putting in your mouth.
Loves poofy spherical balls. Still do.
That's what we've learned. So, Sam, did you say what cereal you preferred?
It depended on whose house I was at. At my dad's house, it was healthy cereal mm-hmm. only.
Okay.
Honey Bunches of Oats was a big one.
Okay.
Cheerios, mm-hmm. things like that. But at my mom's house, the person who actually had to deal with children, so
right.
therefore wanted them to shut up.
Sure.
It was the Wild West. I mean,
whatever.
Waffle Crisp,
great.
Oreo,
Waffle
Crisp.
Oh
cereal,
my God. Oh
like
my God.
Lucky
Oreo
Charms,
cereal.
All marshmallows, Oops, all berry, Captain
oh,
Crunch.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
insane.
Yeah, we never
it
got that.
It was diabetes
crazy.
Waiting to happen.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
They had Cookie Crisp. That was another cookie. Mm-hmm. It was just a bowl of cookies.
Cookie Crisp mm-hmm. used to cut up my mouth, too. Didn't like it.
Very
Is my
sensitive.
Mouth sensitive?
Very sensitive.
No, I don't remember ever having
I'm
issues
worried.
Eating Cookie Crisp. But maybe you were just, like, too anxious, like, too... Just jumping into it a little too fast. You gotta
maybe.
Let that milk settle.
I was honestly
more.
Expecting you guys to just, like, agree with me. Like, yeah, my mouth got cut up, too. So I'm really disturbed right now.
I guess
now.
We were supposed to yes and. That's true. We failed on that.
What's that?
Worry.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
No, and I'm confused by why you said it.
But Sam, you're eating
do have
some Cheerios, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you
I
got...
am. I decided to go Cheerios, uh-huh. and I was like, this doesn't taste like how I remember Cheerios. And then I remembered, oh, I would take like a quarter cup of sugar and dump it on the top of my cereal
you
and
know,
eat milky sugar water.
We never did that growing up. For as much sugar as my family consumed, we never put
never
extra sugar on
Probably
cereal.
Because you
I thought that was
being,
so
like,
weird.
Blacklisted from sugar,
yeah.
so you had to like sneak. Sneak it in because yeah. they weren't buying things with sugar.
That's true. We had like candy at my house
Climb
all
up
the time.
In the
so.
Cabinets and find the sugar and sprinkled in, looking over
you
your shoulder,
you
hoping your dad doesn't catch you.
Yeah, we also always had soda in my house, like always sodas in the fridge just for the taking, which I think about now. I'm like, that's a horrible, horrible
thing. Your family still has sodas constantly in the house.
That's true. We did that for
a while. The only
too.
Time I have soda in my life is when I go to your
parents'
house.
My parents' house. Yeah. We do have some Honey Bunches of Oats actually here, Sam, if you want a second bowl.
That's true.
It's with real strawberries.
Or you can do what I would do and put Honey Bunches of Oats with some Cheerios, because that's totally how I would eat it.
That's fucking crazy, Matt.
It might be.
Life on the wild side, dump a little bit on top of my cereal.
Let's do it. Yeah, I've never done that before, so maybe I will do that.
The best part of cereal as a kid is the back of the boxes used to have games on them. Remember
that? Yeah.
Now it's just advertisements.
Like comics and mazes and stuff.
Yeah, and I was just trying to sell you on things and market things. This is marketing Mario and a Nintendo Switch.
That's good. Waffle Crisp had like a detective story or something one time. You're trying to solve who stole the Waffle Crisp or something. And there was
Did you ever figure it out?
I think it was pretty easy. The answers were usually on the bottom of the box.
Oh. I guess once you learn that.
There was a character on there who liked everything mini, and they thought she did because there are mini waffles. Waffle Crisp. And I remember thinking like, oh, I'm a villain because I love everything miniature too. So
and then that set the course of your life. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a villain.
See, this is what this podcast is all about. It's uncovering these things from your childhood that like set, you know, the course of your whole life. Who would have thought that cereal is what did that for you?
That sounds like a villain from like a cartoon or something. You just like or a comic book. I like everything MIDI. And
the next Despicable Me.
Yeah, it does sound like Despicable Me for sure. Yeah, 18, whatever we're on at this point. The other minions.
Banging on this bowl of my spoon.
Yeah, no, good. I think that's good.
We were going to have to add that in post.
Because I don't think people believe we're actually eating it, maybe. Yeah. So we need to get right up in that microphone, too.
I mean, we could have lied. Muhammad did teach me that we lie a lot in entertainment industry. But so far, this has been fairly honest.
Eat cereal all the time?
Yes.
No, podcasts are... You're ruining my credibility as a podcaster, Sam.
That's true. The only reason I brought him on here is because he said, like, oh, yeah, cereal is my jam every morning.
It is my jam. I didn't say that because that's not true.
Word for word, you said cereal is my jam.
I probably did say cereal is my jam. I stand by it. Mm-hmm. So what should I mix this with? Anything or should I go with
this? You know, I think it's dealer's choice. I
think I'm going to mix it with my favorite, the cinnamon.
That's interesting.
Cinnamon and oat bran will be.
And I feel like those are kind of similar. Your Honey Bunches of Oat and your cinnamon.
Yeah,
like
and then I'll get a little bit of dried fruit variety. There. That's kind of nice.
That's kind of interesting. I typically will do like more of like a baseline and then add like a sugary option into it as well.
Oh, that makes sense.
It makes me feel a little bit better about
cocktail recipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it would be. Well, here's the thing. Like you were talking about, Muhammad, I'm pretty much
I got
like.
I cereal in my eye just now.
You did, and I'm
as I was like wrapping up the bag.
I was going to try to keep going without it, but I don't know how that happened, but it leapt out of the box and attacked your eyes.
Right into my eyeball. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. We're going to ignore you and just act like you're totally fine. We'll
I'm just going to get a little milk and kind of eyedrop it in there.
There you go. That's LB. That'll fix it all, I'm sure. So for me, like, we're talking about diversity in our cereal and all of that and, you know, trying different things. I am typically on the path of what's on sale. Yeah, sure, that looks fine.
Really?
And I'll get that and then, like, add it in. Cheerios, oddly enough, seem to be kind of like my default, like, base cereal.
I mean, that makes sense.
And then that added in. I feel like it goes pretty well for a mad dog to have Cheerios. I think it just goes pretty well with anything else.
You're like the Cheerio of human beings.
What does that mean?
I mean, dependable.
It means
and
whole grain.
And wholesome.
Heart healthy.
Yeah, heart healthy. That's right. Okay. Got a good ticker going
on. I didn't mean it as... That's actually how I meant it.
I took it as kind of offensive. I don't know.
I thought it was meant to be...
It definitely had the cadence of an insult.
Yeah.
You're the...
The Cheerios of human beings.
Wouldn't people rather be something a little more glamorous?
Like what?
Like I'm the frosted s'mores bites of human beings.
You mean like kind of gross and weird?
Yeah, Muhammad, you're the honey bunches of oat of human beings.
Sweet and fruity.
I guess it depends on what's added into it, right?
I mean, that's true, though.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I guess for the record, we should establish this is with real strawberries, this Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah, which I do. That's enjoyable. You didn't like it?
That makes me think it can't be you because you're lying. You'd be fake strawberries.
What?
No way.
Muhammad, that'd be exaggerated strawberries?
Muhammad has never told a lie.
Thanks, Matt.
I don't know that at all. I'm not around him most of the time. But I am his best friend. Make this
statement? It does sound like me and Sam are having secret marital problems, and she's taking it out on the podcast.
There's one thing I was kind of nervous about with this, is that it could go real south real fast with you guys just like tearing each other apart. But it sounded like...
your friend Applejack.
It was starting off really nice where you guys found some bond with like cereal, like in some of your like history there. And now, now it's going to probably go worse. So we're refilling our cereal bowls now. I guess we could transition over to like our water cooler talks of the day, things going on.
Before we do that, I want to give my review on the mixture of the two cereals.
Yeah, please do. I guess, that's very important. I'm going to eat some more soggy shredded wheat.
I'm into it.
I like it.
It feels a little unnecessary, maybe because these two are a little bit similar.
Yeah, I feel like the combination is important.
But I will say, it's fruity. I'm getting fruit and the cinnamon together, which is not a very common thing in cereals, and it's very tasty.
I can't think of another cereal that does that, but that does sound interesting.
I would be interested in doing like some extremes, like doing some Cocoa Puffs with some Fruit Loops or something. I think that'd be fun. I mean, it'd probably be gross.
I don't know. I don't know that I've done that. And that's the thing is, I feel like usually I kind of have more of a base level one, like a Cheerios or maybe a Honey Bunches of Oats or like a Life Chex, Rice Krispies, something that's a little more like standard.
But then if you're doing that, it's sort of like, what's the point? You're just sort of cutting down.
You know, psychologically, it just makes sense to me. And just, I don't know. I don't know if it's because, and maybe that is part of it. It's like cutting, I'm not going to sit here and like eat a bowl of Fruit Loops, but I'll eat like a bowl of half Fruit Loops and like half Cheerios. That's not as bad, right?
It's like a banana with peanut butter or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I'm kind of eating somewhat healthier, right? Yeah. Like, this isn't as bad as it could be. Like, I think that's part of what it is in my head, that it makes it okay.
It's kind of how, like, if Will Bagley orders a pizza with just vegetables on top, he thinks he's eating healthy.
I mean, there's some.
He's like,
great
I'm going healthy.
There,
I didn't get pepperoni or anything. I'm like, it's still pizza.
Yeah. There's really still a lot of other things in there that aren't great, but you know, I guess that's true. It's healthier. If he was going to eat a pizza and it was going to be like pepperoni or whatever, that's a better option. Yeah. All right, so speaking of that, did you know that there are there's an official
Sweet segue
Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes combination cereal.
Oh, really?
Recently. I should have gotten it for the show, but I was just told about it.
Wait, have you seen it or anything?
I have not. I mean, it's here. We can order it.
Let me see a picture.
It's a
crossover cereal event of a lifetime.
Marshmallows
in
Frosted Flakes. Yeah. It looks like it came out just at the beginning of the year. 2018, because I'm assuming people are listening to this in 2020.
Yeah, I'm really backlogged.
I'd try it.
Yeah, you didn't. Tell
me when
this
I would try
out.
It too. It doesn't look that interesting though, in general.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. As a person that mixes cereals, I'm like, okay, but that would not be a combination I would like jump to immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
But I always found that the cereal part of Lucky Charms is very tasty. Yeah. I mean, the marshmallows are good too, but. What? Did you say, you don't like
it? Here goes the division
again.
I take
out the marshmallows and eat them and leave behind that.
It's nice. It's like sugary sort of, it's like frosted almost, but not like to the extreme of a Frosted Flake. No? Not a fan?
Mm-mm. Not a fan.
What is the flavor of Lucky Charms, by the way? They have a very specific.
Sugar.
Yeah. Is it just sugar?
Yeah, I think it's
There's
just
like a
sugar.
Weird flavor that it has. That
it's a certain
I've never had.
Down, I'm guessing.
Yeah, replicated in any other food. And it makes the milk taste like that after you're done. Do you drink your milk after your cereal, by
I
the
do.
Way?
You can't waste it, right?
I drink my milk typically.
Yeah. Do you drink your milk, Sam?
Always.
Yeah, I should say we use almond good milk people. In this household. And
yeah,
you
do I
do
as well.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I didn't grow up that way. But,
I didn't either.
You know, the last year or two.
Within the last year. Sam was always, for a while, we were buying almond milk and I drank skim milk. Mm. But I was
Which
like, we're
disgusting.
Buying. Yeah,
that's what I grew up
Most
on,
people
yeah.
didn't like yeah. it, but I, yeah. And we were buying both for a while, and only for cereal, by the way, mm-hmm. because it's not like I drink milk
right.
or anything.
No, that was kind of the way I was, too.
But
like,
I
really
just was like
enough.
Refusing to put almond milk. I was like, almond milk's gross. I don't want it in my cereal. And then eventually It's like after my set, like the first bowl, I was like, ugh. And then by like the third bowl, I was like, this tastes fine. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. And then now, like, if you go back to skim milk, it tastes weird too.
Yeah,
like,
it does taste weird.
What was I doing here? Yeah. It's just what you become used to. I'll say, so guys, give almond milk a try out there.
Yeah. Almond milk has a weird gray tint though to it. It's very unappealing looking.
You know, there's people who are anti almond milk because they're anti using up almonds because of the water crisis in California. Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's not.
I mean, but I've tried cashew milk and I don't like it as much.
I tried that.
I think it takes up a lot of water to make a cashew too, though.
Doesn't it?
I think so.
What are the other milks? That's why they're so expensive. Soy, but people are so anti-soy sometimes too. What milk? I need milk.
I need something for my cereal.
Like, what milk am I supposed to use if it's all bad?
Question for both of you: have you ever known somebody who puts an alternative onto their cereal? I guess water. Would be
yes.
Have you
my
ever done
grandpa's
that?
Kids.
I never have, but I've known people who
my
have.
My grandpa's kids
found
hate
it.
Milk, and they would drink their cereal with water. And my mom would always say, like, "They're gonna get osteoporosis. That's why Joey has so many broken bones. That's right. Joey had broken bones because he was a rowdy kid,
like, not because of his liquid choices.
No.
Okay. I remember two times, oddly enough. Both times at a neighbor's house. My neighbor, we hung out a lot growing up. Shout out to Gregory Tankersley. I don't remember how old but we were younger. We were like, yeah, great, we're going to get some cereal. This is going to be fantastic. And then we're like, oh no, there's no milk. We used orange juice.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah, not a great choice.
Super gross.
Yeah. Another time, used orange soda. I don't know why they're both orange, but I remember both. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Terrible decision.
Now, I don't remember what cereal was in that, so I can't really say how that went exactly. I remember it being interesting.
I feel like
not great.
Especially as a child, orange juice maybe would make a little bit
it's
of
breakfast.
Sense to your brain.
Yeah. It's like, it's a breakfasty thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is fine.
You see those commercials where they're like, a balanced diet, there's always a glass,
there's
of, orange
a glass
juice
of orange juice. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but like really, cereal and milk and orange juice is like the most unbalanced. It's just sugar.
Well, that's why there's always a giant bowl of fruit in the balanced diet.
More sugar?
Yeah. Yeah.
More
that's
sugar.
True.
Just keep adding the sugar in.
Hey, look, we don't have a great history of health in America,
that's
especially
true.
With our...
we're doing the best we can.
With our marketed things to children. But, yeah. All right, so I have no segue into this next thing, but I feel like
but
we should get into
segment,
some other, like, topics.
The news segment.
So the news segment. Yeah, so, yeah, if you guys have any stories, you can still eat cereal, go for it, like, keep eating cereal, reload your bowl, do whatever you got to do. We're going to get through some topics
I don't know how much cereal I could eat without... getting sick at the table.
Let's hope that
let's
doesn't
not,
happen. You haven't
please.
Eaten that much cereal.
Ooh.
This is my second bowl.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't feel like
bowls.
It was like a large bowl. But okay, I'll give it to you. So yeah, if you guys have any stories that you've seen throughout the day or this weekend or anything like that you want to talk about, feel free. But I saw one headline that caught my attention here at the Washington Post. It said, in case you missed the condom snorting challenge and didn't know, it's a bad idea.
Oh, is this one of those kids'
wait,
challenges
stop it.
Things?
Yeah, I mean...
Like kids are trolling us. They're
I think
not
so.
Eating Tide Pods.
Well, yeah,
they're
not
putting
they're
not alcohol
Tide
in
Pods.
Their butts, and they're not snorting condoms. They're right. Just trolling Law and Order to make more episodes.
that's
true.
That's really true. But for this giant trolling that's happening, there's always some dumb kid that actually does it.
He's that
that's
kid
true.
Who like
then,
lies and says he got a blowjob but he
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
And now we're like
and
we're spreading
actually
that too. But now we're talking about it and all your young audience that's listening to this is not gonna be like, what? I can
shout out
condoms?
To my tweens.
Oh my god.
but yeah, there's and then the news always latches onto like what the one kid who actually ate a Tide Pod and had to go to a hospital and he's always like 9.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, this says, imagine uncoiling a condom and stuffing it up one side of your nose, then plugging the other nostril and inhaling.
Oh, why?
Till the long piece of
that
latex
so
slides
painful.
Into your throat.
But why?
Oh.
To what end?
Oh.
To what end?
Yeah, that
just
no, that's what
painful.
This article is saying, is I don't really understand why you would do it. I don't know that it is
for,
happening. I guess I should look this up. As like, can we find
ALS?
People doing it?
For ALS? Oh, come on.
That's terrible. You know, I mean, hey, they're just trying to get back. They're trying to look out for other people.
Crawling off my face with that idea.
I realize this might not have been a great thing to just jump right into. But it was the most headline grabbing to me as I was looking through things. They're like, yeah, I mean, I got to click on that article, right?
Does the picture have a bunch of balloons? Is that what I saw?
Well, yeah, some video, and I'm guessing it's just like a news story. I didn't click on it because I was afraid it was going to be loud and obnoxious.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
This is a really long article, too.
I guess it can get in your scrolling lungs.
Sam, have you ever done any of those sort of challenges as a kid? When we were kids, they were a lot more normal, not like deadly, but did you ever do any of them? Cinnamon challenge? Or?
You keep trying to make me do the cinnamon challenge, which I don't think is appropriate. I am a 31-year-old woman. Stop trying to trick me.
I will tell you, it's not possible. You'll cough up.
I believe
everywhere.
It.
But it'll be enjoyable for me.
For you only.
Probably for you too. You'll get a kick out of it.
Maybe. I don't like coughing. Add that to the list of things I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either.
What about gallon challenge? Do you ever do that growing up?
No, because I knew people
would like
throw up.
It was like a dumb idea, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
going to go
well. I
didn't want to throw up. I hate throwing up.
Now, Mohammed, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to guess you've done at least one of those.
I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I've done the gallon challenge on a number of occasions.
Why more than once?
Well, they were part of Basement Survivor and other things, which is we'll talk about that on another podcast. But
ooh, a tease.
The short version is we used to play a version of Survivor in my basement that would take place over a long weekend.
That sounds fantastic.
And there's like challenges and stuff. It's really right up your alley, actually.
Yeah,
I can't believe we've never talked about it.
Yeah, no, this is very surprising to me. And I feel like
one year we did Basement the Mole, which was really exciting.
Well, no, I take that back. I remember the Celebrity Mole. I don't really remember the original.
I'll tell you right now, the mole? Was my friend who's a scientist at the CDC now. Yeah, he was the mole then. And he did a good job. We couldn't really figure it out.
Interesting.
I remember I guessed wrong at the very end, so.
Not do a gallon challenge for the mole edition.
No, that was for Basement Survivor. And I've done the cinnamon challenge for fun at work, just to see. But
I did one of those cracker things.
Yeah,
try to eat a bunch of crackers.
Yeah, that won't get you sick or anything.
Yeah, that's just
like
it's
impossible.
It just makes you feel stupid.
Yeah, I've done that as well. It's the only one I think I've done.
Yeah.
I think honestly I made the ALS joke or whatever, but I think they do all sort of stem from the ice bucket challenge went so viral.
Then now it's like, everybody wants to try to get onto something.
Yeah,
like that.
But I think now it's like this sort of joke of like, what stupid thing can we add challenge to?
Yeah.
You were saying, Sam, nobody's actually, there's a bunch of videos of people eating Tide Pods. There's a bunch of videos of people talking about how stupid it is to eat Tide Pods, but nobody's actually doing it, you know? I think it's just a joke that people started using like the hashtag on Twitter and stuff. And again, I'm sure there's been a number of cases of people who actually did it, but you know, for the most part, it's just people laughing about an idea, something, you know, a hashtag goes viral, Tide Pod Challenge, and everybody laughs about it.
I think it's like how the world reacts to all news nowadays. It seems like the outrage is actually stronger than the actual people doing the story.
Well, it's reactionary in that way. Yeah.
Watch, somebody will prove us wrong and send in like hundreds of videos of children links. Just foaming at the mouth.
Whoa.
What is that? Is that
I don't know.
Tide
it says condom challenge.
Oh, is that a person?
Hot girl runs a condom through the nose.
I mean, this one does
seem... Thank God she's attractive or I wouldn't be able to watch it.
Yeah, does it say hot on it? Oh, thank God. Oh, she's like 14. That was just the name of the video.
You can see her belly button through her shirt.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know what would inspire you to do this. It said... Briefly looking through the Washington Post article, I mean, it was talking something about this happened in like 2007 was the first time they could find like somebody doing it.
This video looks a little old.
I don't know about that. I think this one's new.
Yeah.
She had to go buy a condom. Do you know how terrifying buying a condom is when you're a teenager? And she's doing it just to shove up her nose.
Yeah, I mean, you just shrug it off with the thing. And you're like, I'm just going to like shove this up my
nose. You know,
this is not
possible if you haven't like opened that nostril. Gateway, by the way.
So
what you're saying, she's probably done some other things?
Well, or she's about to fail. Like, I can't imagine this is going to work for her.
This is a longer video than I expected.
Like, Steve-O can do this kind of shit, but it's not like something...
I snorted wasabi one time like Steve-O.
Oh, nice. So you've done kind of a dumb
terrible,
challenge. That's sort of a
terrible
challenge.
Idea.
Let's see. Okay, so she is attempting. She's got a condom just dangling from her nose.
She does. She seems to be struggling.
Actually,
with
she
it.
Seems like it's going up a little bit,
it
right?
It does, but it seems like she's it's gagging. Painful. She keeps, having some trouble.
She's just like, herself? I don't know why she's taking her time so much. She's just like, it's like half in, half out, and she's just like taking pauses.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's trying to pull
what
it
is
out.
She doing? Oh, man, she's I did that with a spaghetti noodle once. I totally forgot. Yeah, I
guess the thing is, I guess this is, unlike eating a Tide Pod, like this is something that you could probably do.
Without a condom. Without going. And a condom makes it kind of like true. More people want to see it or something.
More viral.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess like this isn't. I don't know. I guess it's not that harmful to you. I mean, it could potentially be.
I mean, that's not good. It's not good. It's just not like snorting pills or something isn't good for you for
is
your
it
nasal.
Snorting pills.
I'm just
be
saying it's the
comparable
same
to like a condom. Come
now she's
on.
Gagging.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons not to snort pills, but also it's not good for your nasal cavity.
I think she'll be fine.
If nothing else, this is a stupid video. Like, she's literally been standing here with a condom half out of her nose.
This video is more about her breasts, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. Okay, for the
she's doing it.
Out the mouth.
I think she just threw up.
She looks a mess right now.
Yeah, she looks like she's been through something.
Not attractive.
poor thing.
I don't know what
she's crying.
Trying to gain
she's
from
got
that.
Snot.
Oh!
Oh, why would you put the condom like right up into the camera?
Now she's like
just
excited again.
Yeah, you gotta prove it. I will say, that was just on YouTube searching condom sorting challenge. It was like the third or fourth video that showed up. Everything else was like Fox
condom
News and stuff
challenge.
Like that. Snorting, sorry.
Ah, like
we should do a condom sorting challenge.
I don't know what that means, but you just sort a bunch of condoms.
Just organizing your condoms.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, keep them in line. So I guess we can move on to another topic. Oh, I shouldn't do that. I'm also realizing that doing video-based things is probably not a good idea.
That was fun. I think that works fine.
I think that one worked out, too. Because, I mean, you can, listeners at home, you can imagine somebody trying to, or having a condom dangling from their nose and then gagging every couple of seconds from.
Or you can just
happening.
Do it in the mirror and get the firsthand
best
experience.
Idea.
Yeah. So I know for your podcast, Muhammad, you're trying to stay away
Let's
from
make
movies
podcasts.
All the time, but I'm going
to
no,
stay
that
about
in
movies.
Because this is my podcast.
I'm not trying to stay away from movies. I love talking about movies. It's my favorite
No, I'm just
thing.
Kidding. I figure we should hit a little bit of that too, because, you know, why not?
Yeah, what do you got?
So an article today from Slash Film says John Boyega has met with Marvel before, would be open to play a superhero in the future.
Interesting.
I'm not even really going to worry about the article because I'm sure it's just all speculative.
Sure, yeah.
But I guess to branch off of that, what hero would you pick for John Boyega to play? Or villain, I guess anybody. Any character at all.
I'm not super versed with, I guess, comic book and superheroes. Not as versed as at least other people.
Sure.
I read comics as a kid and like superhero culture enough, but I don't follow it the way that some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the clear answer would probably be like Green Lantern, you know? But that's DC, right?
Yeah, DC, but that could happen.
I
mean, because just because he met with Marvel doesn't mean he's going to go that way.
I don't know. Also, Marvel's kind of out of the big ones, right? There's no like big one left.
I mean, I guess unless they are taking back the X-Men, Fantastic
right.
Four, all
that
kind
opens,
of stuff.
That
so
would open
could,
it up a lot.
You could do something in that world. I don't really know who
I would hate
that.
To say to reboot
I love John Wayne.
Fantastic Four again, but they could make a good Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it still hasn't been done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it should be done, for sure. Like Sam, what do you think, Sam? Any heroes?
I don't even know who that guy is.
John Boyega is in the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah, I do know who that is.
Also,
I
Moses from Attack of the Block.
Moses.
Yeah, I loved that movie.
Yeah,
hmm.
I did too.
I would like
I
to
John
see
Boyega.
Him in something. Oh, you did meet him. That's right.
Interviewed him after Attack the Block, so before
cool.
Star Wars and all that stuff. He was really cool, really chill. He's probably, he's probably still a great person, but probably much different now.
Right.
And he was like a nobody, and like nobody knew him. We talked about The Wire.
He's
British.
Oh,
shows.
Yeah. You
cool.
told me about that. He is British, right?
Yeah, he's British.
I'd like to see him in something, anything really, besides Star Wars at this point, because Finn's not the
he's
best written character.
Favors. Yeah. Right.
Like, it'd be nice to see him. I mean, that's always sort of the thing. Even with Marvel's, is sort of the same way, where you're like, even good movies, which I like the Star Wars movies, but even when they're good, you're kind of like, okay, well, what else are you going to do? Like,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to see
stuck.
You just in.
Yeah.
these big name, you know.
I'm like, he's just in Pacific Rim Uprising or whatever. Right, where it's right. the same kind of thing of just like, oh, you're a recognizable right. face you, for these big blockbusters. Let's just stick you into this. Like, I haven't seen Pacific Rim Uprising, but I can't imagine he's got the greatest character arc and all
I
of that.
I hear it's real bad.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
We saw Isle of Dogs over the weekend.
Oh. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, but really I haven't seen it yet.
Really good.
Yeah? Yeah. Good. I'm a big Wes Anderson fan.
Yep, it's playing at Terra, not at nice. Landmark
It'll
yet.
Be out, yeah, it's coming out wide, middle of the month. So yeah. It'll be out soon. Yeah. But yeah, I want to throw out, I think, Blade is an interesting option.
Ooh, that would be for John great. Blake. Although, honestly, we watched the original Blade not too long ago, and it's going to be real hard to top
oh, yeah.
Wesley Snyder.
Wesley
Snyder. Yeah. Hey, Wesley put him back in it. Whatever.
Wesley Snyder.
Wesley Snyder, yeah. But Wesley Snyder. That is.
But Wesley Snipes, he is so good in that movie. That's such a... one and two, both are so great. Speaking of Guillermo, he did too.
That's true.
Guillermo del Toro.
Who did the first one? I don't...
I want to say somebody who's done other interesting work. Not David. Yeah. David Ayer did three, which sucked. Which is pretty on point
wow.
with
I didn't
him.
Realize that. I never watched it.
Yeah, actually, he also wrote. He wrote one and two.
David
I think
Ayer?
He wrote. Yeah,
really? Wow.
I think he wrote one and two. I could be mistaking
oh,
my
David
guys.
David S. Goyer wrote it.
Yes, S. Goyer. Sorry. So he's the Batman.
Some of the Batman things and all that. A co-writer there. Yeah. Right. Okay.
He directed
Stephen Norrington directed the first one.
Yeah, maybe he just did something else I liked.
Who did The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Death Machine, and The Last Minute are his top three things on IMDb, which Blade's not on there. Seems weird. I don't know what The Last Minute is, or Death Machine, but okay.
I always thought that Stephen Dorff was so good in Blade. And that was weirdly like the pinnacle of his career because he never really got too much work.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure.
That 90s look though that you can't really now.
And he got some work when he was younger because of that. Yeah. And then the 2000s rolled around. Nobody wanted Stephen Dorff.
Yeah.
With his like weird rave look. He was in that Sofia Coppola movie though that got some pretty good reviews.
Okay.
I remember being something where he played like a Hollywood guy with a
I kind of do remember
with
that.
A daughter that
it,
he was raising or something like
okay.
that. I didn't see it either.
Yeah, I'm not too somewhere. Familiar with the Blade franchise and all of that, but
really?
I do think like, I mean, Boyega seems like he'd have the look for that kind of thing of just like that tough, like,
sure,
could pull off that very
he
well.
Could probably pull it off. Yeah.
But you know, I'm also for Wesley.
Blade is one of those, I mean, because it was like one of the first ever Marvel movies and one of the first ever like comic book movies in that way, modern comic book movies. I think Blade has become sort of synonymous with Wesley Snipes in a way. Like, they started making him look like Wesley Snipes in the comics and stuff. He already kind of did, but you know, even more so. And even like the way that Wesley Snipes played Blade became more like the Wesley. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. It started becoming more
as a character. It was more influenced by the movie probably than anything else.
Yeah.
So now to replace him with anybody would be kind of tricky. But I think that's an interesting point.
Yeah,
he's a
I mean,
cool
you know,
character
it's,
too.
It's one of those things that like we're in that reboot world of like anything that's recognizable and all that, and that's in that era of like. We're getting to that point where we're going to start seeing more and more 90s movies that are being rebooted.
It'll that would make sense. It would be weird to see that vampires getting introduced into the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
that's true.
Though. You know,
that's true.
Like, I mean, if they did tie him in,
yeah.
then
yeah.
vampires exist in that world.
Yeah,
that's
and
weird.
maybe you just kind of like loosely, like you don't really directly tie that in. That may be possible.
Yeah.
But that would be weird. Very weird for sure.
Do they plan? Do you know? Does Marvel have any plans of doing standalone?
Not that I've heard, but...
In any kind of a way? I mean, it seems like everything's connected
now. I think after Avengers, anything's possible.
That's
true. They may kind of change that course, because maybe they're like, yeah, this was kind of like a huge project. Let's not do that again. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Let's take some time to just have standalones. Yeah. Possible. But, you know, the whole
maybe they'll do
connected universe works well, though. It makes a lot of money, so...
Maybe they'll do standalones like Star Wars, and we'll just get young Iron Man.
you know what? That's probably going to happen. Well, let's be honest.
What if we got a young Iron Man movie, but, you know, it was a prequel to one, so he never becomes
right,
Iron Man?
Yeah, he doesn't become
Iron
Man. It's
Tony
just young
Stark
Tony Stark.
Hanging out.
Yeah, that's possible.
You could watch
it's like
one
a Wolf
of,
of
like,
Wall
his
Street.
Dad and Stark. Have him just kind of making little cameos throughout.
Yeah. You think they'd get
well, didn't,
Sterling Roger to play I'm going to call him Sterling Rogers because I don't know the actor's name.
Didn't they do, like, wasn't the show Agent Carter or whatever? Wasn't
yeah.
that, like,
oh, yeah,
his dad
yeah,
was in it
totally.
Some?
I
think
like,
so.
That was,
yeah. And that was still played by that actor whose yeah. name I don't know. Yeah, the guy who played Sterling Rogers from Mad Men.
Okay.
Remember?
Still got to catch up with that. You so many things.
I do remember. Okay. I was just letting you do your thing.
I just ramble on.
Yeah! That was a left field guess.
Slattery.
There. Yeah.
Old Slats.
Old Slattery. All right, so, Mohammed, you're a football fan. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sam?
American and European.
moderate football.
We watch
fan.
Football, for sure.
I'm not at all.
Okay.
So I don't really know that much about how they train.
Okay.
So maybe you can...
Maybe don't either, but...
Help me out a little bit, like... If this will load, how normal is this video of this trainer?
He's doing karate?
He has two knives in his hand.
Oh my god.
This feels abnormal.
Yeah. So.
No, this is. They do this at every football practice.
Yeah. So for the listener, yeah, the trainer has a knife in each hand and he's just like.
Trying to stab somebody.
Right.
Oh my god. Did he punch him in the head with a knife?
He just got him.
I don't think he quite got him, but I think it was close.
It looks like they're kind of having fun
I
about
feel
it.
Like
oh, these
NFL
are a bunch of guys. What team is this? Is this the Broncos?
I believe this is the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, the Rams.
I'm going to look that
oh,
up here
God.
In just a second.
I feel like the NFL players of today have just peaked, and so now they're like, how do we make you more superhuman? I've got
yeah,
it.
I mean,
we're going to arm them with knives.
Yeah. You know what? Like, this would make me like more alert on the line, though. It's like, well, I got to watch
I
where
mean,
his hands
it,
are. He
it,
might
it,
have a knife.
It looks
Coach
like it's a...
PTSD.
It's like a blocking exercise of some kind,
yeah.
But literally there's a coach with two knives in his hand, and he's just swinging them at a person, and
they're
it's a bunch of different players, and then they're knocking them.
Yeah,
it
seems like it's a hands-eye coordination thing of like you're trying to block the other person's wrist to like keep your hands off.
Those
so
knives
like
may be not real.
Yeah,
right?
So that's my speculation too. Like you know, as this like just, as this podcast does, I did a ton of research into this, and by that I mean I just pulled this up. So this was posted yesterday, which was April Fool's Day as we were recording this. So it could also possibly
be
that.
Did you see the Laughing Skull? Do you follow them on Instagram?
I do not.
The
I
Laughing Skull,
really
a comedy club here in Atlanta, posted a video that was like security footage of a vandal who broke into their broken, and it's like on the stage, and the guy just like has a sledgehammer, and he looks at the camera and flicks it off, and then starts beating the stage with a sledgehammer.
Weird.
And they like posted it pretty legit. I mean, I think a lot of people. It took me, you know, one of those things where I'm like reading it, and I'm like, oh my god, and then immediately I was like, oh right, this is definitely an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because there was just a lot of people like trying to figure it out, like who bombed recently, what open micer bombed recently that would. You know,
right.
have a,
right.
a reason to be
bad.
Angry at this
well,
stage.
How awkward if you were, yeah. like, accused. You're like, my set was that bad where you thought I'd break in to destroy the stage? Jesus.
They did, the next day they posted something which, it was a very elaborate prank. They built a replica stage to destroy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that
I
is
love
ridiculous.
It.
Wow.
I do like a good good prank, especially like a
I have a
kind of harmless one like that if it can fool people.
That... I don't know how I feel if it was it was definitely not a good prank, but how it pans out. A makeup company called Tarte released an eyeshadow palette that was stunning and beautiful and bright and bold. And normally this company does like all brown, neutral, boring, middle-aged woman colors. And the internet lost their minds. They were like, makeup communities were like, oh my god, this is the palette I've always wanted from them. They're finally changing.
Oh god.
And they were like, April Fool's.
Oh my god, that
and
seems
everybody
like...
was like, really? Really? I hate you. I will never buy another eyeshadow palette. So I'm not sure.
It kind of bit them in the ass.
Yeah, like it brought to the attention to everybody that, oh yeah, they just make boring
right.
crap right. makeup that nobody wants. But I think... that they probably are going to go ahead and use it as a marketing tactic and just release
to
it like
that.
That.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Could be. That's interesting.
I mean, if they had
a bold
like,
choice, but I guess
there's
publicity.
Yeah, any publicity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wanted that palette. It was called the Icy Betch palette, which was also like, what? Right.
Yeah.
Why would they name it that?
Yeah.
That's so weird for them. They're,
Betch with an E?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And typically their Batch. Palettes are like the In Bloom palette, the like romance.
So they're like a real sort of subdued, kind of like classy. And
I
they
mean,
went, they leaned in on that sort
classy,
of like
yeah.
cool, hip, you
yeah.
know, colorful
Batch.
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 Did you see any other? I didn't really even keep up with anything yesterday. I don't know if it's because I knew like the internet's a dangerous place on April Fool's Day, but
sure.
I didn't really go back and look on like any good, you know, other good things that.
Really, usually they're pretty boring.
Yeah, Reddit was pretty standard Reddit. Nothing too exciting there. I didn't really see much that exciting. I think it's a little hard nowadays for the internet
to be original and really like.
Well, I think everybody's just so ready to be like, this is obviously fake.
Yeah, true.
Star Wars, I know, did a thing that they were like, we're going to let George Lucas direct a Han Solo, or not a Han Solo, an Obi-Wan Kenobi prequel. And I mean, nobody's going to fall for that. You know what I mean?
Like, they actually did that?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Because that's surprising to me, too, that like. Because then you're kind of bad mouthing George Lucas, like so. Star Wars is like they're officially putting
it out. I don't know if that was like Lucasfilm release, but it was like some like Star Wars publication or something. All right,
That makes a little more sense. All right, so I don't know. Should we do one more story?
Let's do it, man.
So
I'm all serialed out. I hate to say.
Yeah, you're getting a little tired.
Yeah. I'm
still
like cereal.
I'm still working at my little soggy. Frosted s'mores bites here.
There is something I was talking about how it's filling and how it's like a good meal replacement sometimes. It's also like it hits hard in the stomach cereal does, at least for me. I have a sensitive stomach, but
yeah.
I always feel like after I eat like if I make my bowl of cereal too much by the time I get to the end, I'm like I feel kind of sick on the last few bites, but I'm like, I gotta finish it.
Can't waste it. Yeah, for sure.
It's that sweetness it's all cereals sort of sweet.
Yeah,
you know what?
I
would like a savory cereal.
Oh, interesting. Like,
No?
I wonder if that's not possible. Good?
Probably not with milk.
Give it a shot.
That would be the problem.
Yeah. I mean,
How about a savory cereal, but instead of like maybe the cereal, maybe like a noodle and put in like hot water or even like vegetable broth and some noodles and maybe some vegetables, some onion and garlic.
Mm.
Like a hot cereal.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
saying?
Soup? Mm-hmm. Soup?
So is that what we're saying? We're just making
some
a soup.
Unbelievable.
I guess that could be a follow-up podcast.
Soup, the podcast.
Yeah. That's the evening podcast.
We'd have to watch out
like,
for the
you
soup.
Know, darker around
soup,
the edges.
A supper podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I didn't watch it, so I have no idea. But are you guys musical fans at all?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, you're talking about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Loves Jesus Christ Superstar.
Recently
what
decided
happened?
I loved. They did a live, you know how they do
NBC
these live,
live
televised musicals?
John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
But theirs, I think, was a little different, right? It was like in front of a live audience.
Yeah, it seems
it was like
an
actual stage play that they
it was just
cast
like,
in.
Yeah, they did it live. Yeah. Wow.
It got good reviews.
It does seem to have really good reviews, I'm sure.
Did somebody not approve of it? Probably because it was
underwear on in a
nut.
I'm sure. Come on. Mm. I mean, Jesus Christ Superstar in general probably pisses off a lot of like religious people. I mean, even though it is a very just religious, it's all about Jesus, and I mean, it's a biblical story, right? But
I mean, I think it's taking some liberties
and there's like rock and roll music in it. There's cursing, I think.
Even that, I think, would be fine. But I think story wise, like character wise, and all that, you're taking some pretty large leaps from what's in the Bible.
Don't they all like? I mean, not they all, but like, isn't there contested stories between even denominations and stuff?
Sure, to a degree. I mean, I guess we shouldn't get in too much to denominations.
Hey, why not? It's breakfast, right?
Good morning, everyone. Let's talk about God.
I will say that I was just sort of aware of Jesus Christ Superstar, what it was, the Andrew Lloyd Webber and stuff, always. I mean, I'll even go back a little bit further. I like musicals, but I've never been like one to be like, I know all the musicals.
Yeah,
I wasn't like a kid in high school who liked musicals.
I did.
I liked theater in general, but musicals just didn't really appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Book of Mormon. I liked musical movies. I always did some of them.
Okay.
I was never a fan of like Chicago, but I really liked Sweeney Todd.
The movie.
And like West Side Story, Newsies, even when I was a kid, I liked those. So I liked musicals. Pennies from Heaven, which is they don't sing, but it's a musical basically.
Yeah, that's one you recommended to me, I believe.
I fucking love that movie.
And I can never
so
find
good.
It.
So, yeah, it's a hard find, but Bernadette Peters and Steve Martin.
Someday. I will watch it if I ever find it.
Christopher Walken. A lot of good people.
Sounds it great. Is good.
How about you with musicals there, Sam?
I typically don't like musicals. Mostly, mm-hmm. I don't like them. There's a few exceptions. I liked Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I don't like very many others.
I'll say even now. Your sisters love musicals. They're like musical kids, right?
Yes, definitely. Singing.
Wait, your
them,
sister too?
Making Rent jokes all the time that I don't understand.
I'll say I don't like a musical just because it's a musical, or even just because it's a good musical. Like I need a story that I just like in a musical, and I need. I need interesting elements that maybe I haven't seen before. I'm sure there's other horror musicals, but the reason I like Sweeney Todd, again, it was the movie, but the reason I liked it because I was like, this is a horror movie, with songs. I think that's cool. And then, of course, you know, when it's a good comedy, like Little Shop of Horrors is a great comedy that's also a musical. Mm-hmm. Book of Mormon is a great comedy that's also a musical.
It's not because it's a musical that it works. It works on its own, and it's enhanced by having these musical elements.
Yeah, and then last year, like every other basic person in the world, I listened to Hamilton and fucking loved it. Sure. So that
I have not listened to Hamilton. Yeah, I don't want any spoilers, which is ridiculous.
Well,
because eventually you're gonna see it.
It's history. It's already happened.
Yeah, but still, it's nice to hear the song. I mean, I get torn. My point of view, I listened to it immediately, and I was like, I don't know why you wouldn't listen to it. You're not going to watch it for a few years. Mm-hmm. But I do understand my brother does the same thing. He won't listen to the soundtrack because he wants to watch it and see it all for the first time.
Live, yeah.
But I find that to be very interesting. People who
I want
to
take it
way.
In the way it was meant to be taken in the first time.
I get that. I get it. Yeah.
And I also would hate, so now let's say you do go get to see it like a couple of years or whatever later, and then you got people in the audience that are like singing along and that'd be terrible.
Oh
it's
my
like,
God.
No, just let me enjoy this and experience it myself.
Would be upset.
I'll say, so then after listening to Hamilton, I started actually just listening to soundtracks of like popular musicals and some I like and some I don't. I hadn't listened to Jesus Christ Superstar. Then we were watching the last season of Transparent, which I honestly don't think was very great, but there was... They used music from Jesus Christ Superstar through the whole thing. And actually, I didn't even know what it was. I remember I looked it up because I was like, this song is awesome.
Yeah.
And I looked it up and I fucking fell in love with Jesus. It's a great, it's just awesome music.
Okay.
It's all rock and roll music, you know, but like rock 70s rolls. Rock and roll. Yeah. Like, I mean, it is. It's like classic rock in a way, but like real epic and biblical and I don't know. And obviously, I'm not at all religious, and even if I was, I'm not a Christian. So, I find a lot of enjoyment in it, and I was curious to see John Legend's. Did he play Jesus, or did he play?
Great question.
He might have played the other.
I mean, I'm
main
guessing he was
Judas,
the lead, right?
Yeah, but Judas is arguably. I mean, I don't know who
he was.
The
Jesus,
lead is.
It
was
seems
he?
Like. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't actually watched the musical. Well, you saw a bunch of clips, but I listened to the music. But Judas has probably as many songs as Jesus does. So.
Gotcha. What other are there? Any other like musicals that you kind of want to see that live treatment to? Or
I'd love to see Little Shop of Horrors live. That would probably
be cool.
It'd probably be that and Hamilton right now is my one and two, and then probably Jesus Christ Superstar too. The thing with Jesus Christ Superstar is that to me that album, in sort of a similar way to Hamilton, the album stands on its own so much. I mean, I still really want to go see Hamilton.
Sure,
but I would love to see. You've watched the movie, I assume, of Little Shop of Horrors.
I actually haven't
Rick
seen the
Moranis
whole thing. I've seen parts and scenes
so
of it
good.
And all that, but I've never sat down and watched
favorite.
The whole
Sam,
thing.
Sam, have you watched it? We've talked about it. Yeah,
we were supposed to do Little Shop of Horrors my senior year of high school, our big musical send-off. And for some reason, politics happened, and we did Grease for the 100th time in a row. It was terrible. And I had already signed up to do Little Shop of Horrors, like stage work, and I just didn't show up. Hard pass.
I also really like Grease, and I used to be embarrassed about the fact that I really like Grease when I was a kid.
It's classic.
I don't know. All my girl cousins loved it, and I watched it a lot with them, and I liked it, but I never really talked about it until I was older, and I was like, I love Grease.
I've never seen it because I'm a real man.
Yeah, a real man.
Okay.
Have you really never seen it?
I've really never seen it, but that's not why.
I mean, I don't know if it would really hold up, but it's one of those things that when you watch, like, as a little kid, it's very infectious. The songs are great.
It's also one that's come up a couple times on the, like, film fight circuit of, like, hey, like, you should watch that. That's one of your, like, list of shame.
Really?
I just never got around to it.
By the way, I don't believe in a list of shame.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it's such bullshit. Like, some people just haven't seen movies.
Yeah, there are a lot of movies out there.
Yeah.
I also still haven't seen
Titanic. Like, you can't see everything, and eventually maybe you'll watch it.
I mostly agree with you, but I think it comes from you don't realize how many pop culture references they're going mm-hmm. over your head.
That's true.
Until mm-hmm. you see something. That's true. And then you're like, oh, only because I've been there. Right, sure, like, I've missed Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I only saw for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and literally things keep hitting me. I'm like, oh, that's what that joke was.
There's basically every scene has been parodied in some way, or jokes taken in some way.
For sure.
Or just homaged, even. You watch it, and you're like, oh, there's a lot of modern movies that kind of look like this.
Yeah,
true.
In that way. I mean, I guess what I mean by is I don't feel like we should shame people for not seeing movies. I mean, I do agree, like, it's good to go see those movies that are important or pop culturally important. But that thing of my least favorite thing, and listen, I've been guilty of it too, but I hate it when people are like, oh yeah, I've never seen Goodfellas. And they're like, you've never seen Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's happened sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
Lay off.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that come out. A lot of TV, a lot of movies, a lot of everything. A lot of life that just, you know, happens that you can't watch everything.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Well, cool. Well, I guess we should wrap up this here podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we'll come back out conceptually.
Whoa, I don't know what that means, but we'll just wrap up this podcast.
Well, I'm going to spin a top, and if it falls over, we'll do
Then we'll know we've been dreaming, or we've been
real. No, we haven't been dreaming.
Or we've been... It's been a long time. I don't know.
I don't either.
Are we really here?
Who knows?
That's
what we get existential. We got existential.
Next episode, I guess, while we sit around eating breakfast cereal. So, guys, I guess, like, you know, do you want people to find you anywhere on the internet? Where can people find you eating breakfast cereal?
Please don't.
Yeah,
don't look for Sam.
Leave Sam alone.
Oh, I didn't. So you're Muhammad Tijama.
Yes. Oh yeah.
The T, I'm guessing, stands for. I've got
to. I'll never tell. By the way.
You'll never tell. Okay, so it's going to be. It's got to be either. Theodore.
Yeah, Muhammad Theodore.
Ted.
A classic Arabic name.
Uh-huh.
Ted is short for Theodore. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted.
Is Ted ever just Ted?
I mean, is it?
Or is it always short for Theodore?
I think it's Theodore, but I also think there are some Edwards that go by
Ted. Go by Ted, yeah.
Yeah, I think that may be right.
I might be
But
wrong.
I'm thinking yours is just Ted.
It's
Muhammad
not.
Ted Joma?
Incorrect. Keep guessing.
No, that's it.
Forever.
That had to be it.
I'll sit here until you get it.
No,
right.
That had to be it.
Yeah,
you
would,
mean
you I
don't
tell
know
you
any
you're
Arabic
right.
names that start with a T?
No.
You guess?
It's gotta be Ted. I think he doesn't want people to really find him, like, you know, to really be able to, like, search all of his background.
Nope.
Which I understand. You're trying to protect your identity.
I have a hidden Wikipedia page that you can only find if you know my middle initial.
Correct.
My middle initial.
Definitely Ted, guys. Definitely Ted. So you can find Muhammad Ted Joma on Wikipedia.
I actually told the story of my middle initial on a different episode of Let's Make a Podcast, and then I cut it out.
Oh, I was going to say, is that right? I've listened to all of them, but the last one, I don't remember that.
Leave it a mystery. Cut it out.
All right. Ted it is.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Thank you. Well,
thank you for being here.
Thank me for being here,
Matt. It was great eating cereal with you guys.
It was really great eating cereal with you, buddy.
Cereal.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Anytime. Thanks for the rest of things.
It was good until the last, like, 3 bites.
Yeah.
Like, cereal often
does. I let mine definitely go way too long and just kind of had soggy, like,
much
nothingness for the last bit. But then I was committed to it. I'm like, well, I'm supposed to eat this, I guess.
I feel like next time we do this, we should have a segment which is just silence except for us eating.
We just
cereal.
Sit and eat and, like, contemplate, like, what the cereal
nightmare.
Is.
Sorry, for the next 3 minutes, we're just going to be eating our bowls of cereal.
I guess quickly before we wrap up, so if we were to create, if we continue with this podcast, the only way I can see it going is that it's going to balloon into such success that we spawn off a whole breakfast-related
nice.
Network.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I would love to be on a
We could have a debate show in which we eat waffles called Wafflin'.
That's great. I think that might have been one of the options we came up with before. It sounds familiar. It's been months, and, you know, if I was smart, I would have done some research and been like, hey, what did we talk about before? But that sounds pretty great. Any other ideas you got for our expanding podcast network?
My head went straight to sponsorships. I thought we were going to be the cereal aisle. I was like,
We should be. I mean, once when this does take off, they're going to be sending us cereal all the time and be like, oh my gosh, please talk about my cereal on your podcast it's great.
We could definitely, we could make our own cereal, the cereal we call it.
I think after about a year of, putting podcasts out, then we release our own cereal and then, brand it. For sure.
That's cool. Let's record about 100 more of these. What do you say?
Yeah, I think so. Because we need to do at least two a week?
Yeah.
Because we got to give you some options of things to talk about. It's got to be kind of timely.
Yeah.
Another one, I think Jordan's recent husband, Ben Naughton, came up with was sausage, where it'd be just like a thing of like how things are made, like a really in-depth thing of like weird stuff, how they're made. So kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah, sausage.
The sausage.
How the sausage is made kind of thing.
Yeah. I like that.
And I think there were others, sausage. But who knows? We're going to figure it out because you guys are going to love this podcast so much. And this is a fantastic pilot episode that everyone's going to be all for.
So yeah, I think so.
Stay tuned to the breakfast.
I think from this alone, we are definitely going to get some checks just in the mail of people being here.
People are just going to send us cereal.
Some money.
People are just going to send us all kind of breakfast items. Be like, please feature my breakfast item in your next podcast. You can find us, on the Breakfast Podcast Network with all of our various things, because obviously by the time this is out, there's going to be so many because it's just such big success.
Flapjacks with Fat Jack.
Sure. I don't know what that means.
A fat guy named Jack the host.
Yeah. Great. Can we, the internet's a lie, right? Can I just do it?
And we'll
just, okay, great. Fantastic. That'll be a lot easier. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
at the studio.
Us.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got to get together at the studio and eat some cereal.
It's good stuff.
For the pilot episode of Cereal, the Breakfast Podcast.
We got to talk about cartoons in an episode, too.
That would be great. That is something I wanted to talk about, but, it seems like we already talked about cereal for a long time. Yeah. So we kind of
We got plenty more to do.
Oh, yeah, when we do, the later one this week.
Wait, am I a co-host on this thing, or am I
do you want to be a co-host? I guess
please.
You could be. Okay, great.
All right.
I always love
having
you.
Well,
would you like to co-host as well?
No.
I mean, I guess it could be.
I had to drag
it could be the three of us. Like,
it would be good.
Make kind of a good,
I will say, I think the three of us had a really good dynamic.
Yeah, I think it worked out okay. I don't know. We'll talk about it a little bit, I guess. But I guess I should close this podcast out by just saying thank you. And thank you, listeners out there. We really enjoyed it. It was fun being back on mic again.
Yeah, it was.
Enjoy your day, everyone, now with your cereal and stories aplenty.
What's your goodbye catchphrase?
Oh, I thought maybe that was it.
No,
I was just kind of trying to wing it.
A+.
All right, we'll be right back to wrap up Let's Make a Podcast with Mohammed T. Joma after this accordion break. Guys, thanks for listening. And Matt, thank you for coming by today, buddy.
Thank you so much.
That was great. We kind of talked about it there at the end, but I think that there was actually some real potential.
I think it definitely could use a little refining.
For sure. But, for a first episode, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Getting different guests in, talk about
different
news
guests.
Stories.
Yeah, I would think actually prepping some stories would be smart.
Different
having
guests,
some
so
research.
You're kicking me off?
Yeah, we're both
additional guests. Additional guests.
We could be repeat guests, or we could all three host it. I actually do like having this kind of dynamic, and again, I said that a minute ago, but I think we had a good dynamic.
I think we did have a good dynamic.
Sam, I feel
like
every time I compliment you about things like this, you get this look on your face like you think I'm making fun of you or something.
I don't know why you looked at me when he started telling you that. I was like, oh no.
It's a thing. So I'm pretty sure you're making fun of me somehow, and
I'm not.
Sure
you did it. You did
all.
A great job.
Yeah, I think you did great. Yeah. How did you feel for your first podcast experience? We always try to get you on film fights.
She did one video project for me when. Oh, you were in Good Party.
That's true. You were in Good Party.
You did a really good job
in
Good Party, actually, as a background actor.
Yeah. You were great at yelling at deaf clowns. Like,
there's one great shot of you
throwing money at them.
I mean, who doesn't want to see a bloodbath?
Yeah, who doesn't?
It was easy to relate to.
I guess a lot of people online that didn't click on that link, but hey, you should watch Good Party on YouTube.
Still on YouTube.
It's a fantastic little short film we did. It was a lot of fun.
But that was great, man. Let's do it again sometime.
Hey, you know what?
Or come up with a different idea. whatever you want.
We can extend the Breakfast Podcast Network.
Yeah, I like
it. It only makes sense.
It does only make sense. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but we could definitely do something.
Matt,
yeah, we could
do you want to plug your Twitter?
And I could, but I don't really get on there. I really dropped off of social media.
Not Instagram either. Instagram is the one that's bumping these days.
You know, I feel like that's the one I would enjoy the most out of what all of them seem to be becoming now. But I just haven't really delved into it, so I haven't established that.
The thing that's good and also kind of annoying about Instagram is the self-promotional aspect of it.
I mean,
it's
really
good because it's nice if you have something to promote. Sure. There is a lot of
you
people on there, but it's also annoying because like everybody is promoting shit on Instagram.
Yeah, for the everyman, me, I feel like I'm just
But you like Instagram.
I love Instagram, but I feel like I'm subscribed to so many advertisements.
Yeah,
I mean, that's most of the stuff I follow. I mean, I follow my friends and stuff too, but most of the stuff
I
follow
mind.
On Instagram
like
is like
it,
restaurants I like or podcasts I like or products even I like, which is basically just a bunch of ads. But
and
they're all ads that I'm into. Yeah, I don't follow a lot of celebrities.
Oh,
I mean, I follow some.
I
follow
see
like
every
Ben Schwartz and
posts.
A lot of the podcasters I like I follow, so.
Yeah.
Every picture Beyonce posts.
That's understandable. But yeah, I mean, you can follow me on this thing.
You know what we didn't talk about?
We
should have talked about a great news story. Who bit Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam, any thoughts on who bit Beyonce? Did you follow that story?
I don't know any more than that, other than just there was a thing about Beyonce.
There's a bunch of Twitter salutes.
They have injured themselves.
Speaking of social media, I don't understand how people are on Twitter ever.
Right.
It's the worst.
So
it's worse than Facebook.
I used to feel like I liked it, like early on. It was like
it's like
a cool
good
like,
idea,
snapshot
but
thing of like what's going on
fucking,
right now.
I hate it.
I can't take it now, though. Yeah, I haven't been on there in a long time. But yeah, I mean, you can find me on Facebook, I guess. It's the most
I'm Matt Dodd.
I am. Probably Matthew Dodd. I don't know.
At in the beginning.
You know, you can figure it out.
I think
if
it's Matt Dodd, actually.
It might be. That is
not
what
to
I
speak
go
for
by.
You, but I think that's what it is.
It's probably good if I would know that, but if you can't find me, that's
also,
okay,
listen
too.
To Film Fights. I'm on a bunch of episodes, so find one with me.
the very
Matt
first
hosted
episode.
Those.
Yeah,
yeah, we talked about him a little bit when Remy was on, too.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, the very first episode, you and Remy fought against each other.
Yeah. We did a couple, me and Remy.
Yeah,
and
you did, but before it was over, I feel like you guys had 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I think you were probably on about 10 total.
Yeah.
You were on there a good bit.
Yeah.
I
like to think of myself as a staple of that show.
Oh, I think so. I mean, yeah, I think the only other person that was on more than you was Remy. And
and he was a co-creator.
Yeah, and audio engineer and that kind of stuff. So usually it was just kind of like, oh, we got three people lined up. Like, we kind of need a fourth. How about you, Remy? Like... kind of became a common deal.
But you can check that out. That's all over.
Yeah, that's all on wherever podcasts. Yeah, wherever you like to get your podcasts. So check that out.
Yeah.
If you like it, let us know because maybe that'll encourage us to bring it back. We enjoy doing it. You know, it's just time consuming.
Yeah.
We'll
do some special episodes.
We should. That'd be great.
We could do a special episode right here on this podcast.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think we could probably
make
that work.
We could do like a simul share thing, you know.
I don't know what that means, but
we'll share them under both podcast.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Yeah. No, we should do that.
That'd be fun.
That would make sense for all of our listeners that it would flock to you.
Maybe get, maybe we'll, thanks, buddy.
No, I'm saying all of our Film Fights listeners that would flock to your podcast from the
throw
cost
me a
promotion.
Bone. I could use it.
You need it. I know. I know. I've seen the numbers.
Maybe we could get like a bunch of, I don't know. Bunch of people who have been on this show before to do like a giant film fight or something. One of the more ones we did was when we did a 3-on-3 film fight for The Force Awakens versus Rogue One.
It was 2-on-2. Let's not get ridiculous. I don't know if we could have the microphones to really operate more than that.
Me and Rudy Jones
You guys were yelling
David
so much
Marsh
that it sounded like more people.
The aforementioned Jordan Naughton.
That's true. That's true. That was a fun episode though, for sure.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, one of our lowest downloaded ones.
Really? Yeah. I feel like the once Star Wars episode I did just blew up because it's Star Wars. I thought people would just go crazy for it.
I thought so too. We released it like the month of Rogue One coming
and
out.
And still nobody was.
Nothing. Yeah.
Bunch of jerks.
I mean, it did okay, but like it was odd that it was one of the lowest ones after everything kind of settled out a couple months later.
I'm going to say it here right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to mean it.
Okay.
People who listen to podcasts are jerks.
Sure are.
Whoa.
But not your listeners. Your listeners are great.
No,
we love them so
much. Especially my listeners.
How dare you?
And you know what? I listen to a lot of podcasts. Guess what?
You're
big
jerk.
Well.
Yeah. Same, that's true. I'm the same. Yeah. Listen to a lot of podcasts. But seriously, it's really nice to hear some feedback from people. So if you are listening, especially if you're listening this long and this far into this, God bless you.
Hey, who are you? Me?
let us know.
Yeah, share, write a review.
But I've enjoyed listening to your podcast, though.
I'm glad you do. Yeah. Do you have a favorite episode?
Ooh, good question. I really did like you and Remy's episode.
Yeah, it's a
just
good
because
one.
It was a weird nostalgic thing. Yeah, of like this feels like fighting. A film fight, yeah, like you know, sure. Parallel. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked Will. Will yeah. and you was great. Having a kind of a you know real discussion around like
yeah.
creative and making film. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, like I said, stay tuned. We have a bunch of great episodes down the pipeline coming your way. So stay tuned. And again, write a review, share, like, and keep on listening. We appreciate you guys. And have a great – Matt, anything else?
No.
Sam?
No.
Anything
just
you want to say to
get out there
listeners?
And like this podcast.
Have a great day.
Share it with friends.
Have a great day, afternoon, evening, night, morning, and tomorrow. And as always, I love you. Sam, you want to blow him a kiss too?
No, thank you.
We've done enough mouth noises this episode. All right, everybody, enjoy the accordion music here at the end. Bye. Podcast.
Stella smells so bad. ¶¶